We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball. AHSTW has had a pitcher now. He's been around for a while. He's now finally a senior, but he's had a tremendous career, and he's off to a good start on the mound so far this season. Aiden Akers, senior for the AHSTW Vikings here on KSOM. Aiden, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Of course, I was at your joint last night. And the game against Tri-Center not going your team's way, but I guess it was a full moon last night, so I guess that had something to do with the lights, because now there'll have to be a completion of that suspended game later on this month. Overall, I mean, you had a couple of hits last night in the leadoff spot in the lineup. I mean, how are you feeling just about your play overall this year?
Yeah, so I have been struggling with hitting, but last night during batting practice, Bricks really told me to focus on driving it up the middle, and that's kind of just what I did. And now I think going forward, I can just keep stay in my seat and just keep swinging how I am and how I'm going to hopefully start swinging.
Yeah, so, I mean... So you just made a little adjustment. I mean, like, what adjustment did you make in your swing so you could just drive it up the middle, or was it just simply where you made contact?
So I'd say hand speed was a problem. I'd try to use a lot of arms, and I'd kind of come up instead of staying in that chair. And now that I have, you know, found where my hands need to be and staying down when I swing, I think just those little adjustments have really helped me at the plate.
Yeah, well, it showed last night. So whatever you did, it worked, and let's hope it continues that way for you. It seems like this team hasn't had problems scoring runs, has it?
No, we haven't. I think our biggest problem right now is just finding the strike zone, and I think once we can do that, we can win ball games.
How have you felt just pitching wise? I mean, the numbers say that you're off to a good start. I mean, your WHIP is a little bit high, but I mean, a 2.14 ERA, that's pretty solid right there.
Yeah, so I go out there and I'm kind of try and find what the batters don't like. And once I find that, I kind of just stay in that spot. And I really won't work off speed until I have to. Because this year, I think my velocity is definitely up from, you know, the first 3 years I've pitched. And I've been using that to my advantage.
Okay, so like how hard generally do you throw?
I'm not really sure, but I'd say probably right around the 80 mark.
Okay. Well, that's fair. What do you think increased your velocity?
Kind of really using the bump to push off, and instead of just using my arm, using my entire body. And I've also, you know, put on a few pounds since last season. So I think that's also helped.
Okay. So how many different pitches do you actually throw?
I throw, you know, generally four, but recently I've really just kind of been going fastball, curveball, and that's what's been working for me.
Okay, fastball, curveball. What are the other two that you might mix in?
So I have two fastballs. It's two-seam and four-seam, and I really like my two-seam. I get a lot of movement on that. And slider, which I'm still working on, finding this, like, the right spot to put it and being consistent with it. So I kind of try to stay away from that one generally, but in practice I still throw it just to try and keep finding a consistent spot.
How did you start becoming a pitcher?
I mean, I guess I've pitched my entire life. Ever since coach pitch, I've always been a pitcher. So,
like, I mean, what did somebody ask for volunteers as a pitcher when you were younger, or, how did you always want to be a pitcher, you know, in baseball? I mean, how did that come about, you think?
Well, when my dad told me, he was like, you're left-handed, I think you need to pitch because, you know, you need some lefties in the rotation. And then I think when I started pitching, I hated it. And then after a little bit, it kind of grew on me. And now it's probably, you know, I have the most fun when I'm pitching.
So how can you describe that fun that, you know, and that feeling of being on the mound?
I'd say when, you know, getting a strikeout, say, you're kind of in a high pressure situation and you can come through and with like a strikeout or a ground out for your guys to make the play. And when those situations, you know, go good for you, that feels really good.
Yeah. You might have to thank dear old dad, maybe for Father's Day this weekend, for forcing you to pitch.
Yeah.
What is some of your favorite moments in your high school career pitching?
That's a tough one. I'd say, so last year it was against Riverside and bases were loaded. We were up by either one or a couple, but bases were loaded. We had two outs. I think I had three pitches left that game. I was right around 107, 105, something like that. And I struck him out with like two pitches left, and that felt really good because, you know, that's our school's rival, and, you know, just felt great.
Yeah. So was it always baseball, you know, that you were going to be attracted to? Is that's always been your favorite sport?
Eighth grade, I wasn't even going to go out for baseball, but my mom and dad forced me. And at that time, I'd say probably, I don't really know, probably golf at that time. Just because, you know, I was just a big golf guy then. But then after eighth grade, I decided to keep going out for baseball. And I'd say probably freshman year when I got into the varsity lineup in rotation, that's kind of when I started to really enjoy baseball.
It started to grow on you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Grew a lot.
Yeah. What are your plans here after the summer? What are you going to be doing in the fall now that you're through graduation?
So I'm going to college at Minnesota West Community College to pitch, and I'm going to major in criminal justice.
What do you want to do with criminal justice?
Well, hopefully come back to Iowa and become a cop or something.
Okay.
Well, we're just going to try it for a year and see what happens.
All right. So you're going to go up there, play baseball, and train to become a police officer. All right. That's good. Do you have any opportunity to go to a major league game or a College World Series or whatever? I mean, has there been any great memories along those lines for baseball?
I went to a Big Ten championship game a few years back. And, I mean, it was a pretty boring game. But other than that, I don't think I've really been to any baseball games.
Okay, so you've actually never been to a major league park before?
No, I have not.
Oh, wow. Well, you're going to have to do that. And maybe up in Minnesota, you're going to have to try and get to Target Field or something, see the Twins play.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm hoping I got time to do something like that.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite team or a favorite player that you root for? Is there like a pitcher that you admire more than anything?
I like the Phillies, and I mean, I don't really watch that much baseball, but probably Zach Wheeler. I like Zach Wheeler. I mean, really,
how's a kid really in Iowa favorites. Start rooting for the Phillies?
Well, I don't know. It just kind of came about.
Okay. No, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. They have a history of winning, so here recently, so that's pretty cool. At least you got somebody that you follow. But you don't turn around like when you're at home sitting around. You know what are you watching? Are you playing video games? What are you doing at home?
I mean, depends how long the day was. But when I get home, typically I just kind of watch some Netflix, or sometimes some video games, but not really as much. Ever since, you know, summer hit.
All right. So what are some of your favorite movies?
Oh, favorite movies. Sandlot's up there.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore. Step Brothers. And I mean, those are probably top three right there.
All right. Well, Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out. Netflix exclusive. So you'll probably be all over that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The moment that comes out, I will be watching it.
Yeah. So what do you think you have to do from a pitching standpoint to get yourself ready to play at the next level, the junior college level?
I'd say get in the weight room, get my velocity up, and, you know, really work on being – I'd say I'm already consistent with my pitches on finding my spots, but I'd say be even more consistent where – I want to place it and what's a good pitch for like an 0-2 count and being able to place that too. So I think just, and also not letting the pressure get to me on being in college, pitching against better hitters, and just focus, find my spots and velocity.
So what are some of your goals here the rest of this season with the Vikings?
I'm hoping we can win big games, and I'm hoping that I can, you know, like last night, find, you know, a way to get on base and just keep throwing strikes when I'm pitching.
Well, you've made some adjustments hitting wise, so hopefully that will turn around. You're a darn good pitcher, and hopefully you get the run support the rest of the season, and maybe get a few wins in the win column. And I guarantee you that your team's going to be a tough out in the playoffs when you're on the mound. So that's got to excite you a little bit. It's like, you know, in the playoffs, anything can happen in high school baseball, because if a team has an ace pitcher like yourself, you know, it's kind of in your hands a little bit that you can, you know, whoever you're playing, you got a chance to win.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think everybody in the varsity lineup, even if, you know, we switch it up all the time just to see who, you know, is here to play. And, you know, as the season keeps going, everybody's getting a little bit more consistent at the plate, throwing strikes on the mound, because we have a lot of young guys in the rotation now who didn't even pitch at the beginning of the year. And now they're starting to find the zone. And I think if we just keep growing from, you know, all the mistakes that we make in game and in practice, I think that we'll be able to do something in the playoffs.
Yeah. What do you think of a guy like Camden Dreesen, who I think Coach Brick's really high on and has got a lot of potential in the future?
Yeah, so he's a freshman, and I kind of forget that sometimes. But I think once he can find his spots, he'll be just fine. I think he's really just struggling on consistently putting it in the zone. But once he finds those spots, he'll be a good pitcher, which he is right now. But he just needs to find that consistency that we saw last year from him. And because he has the velocity in the pitches, he just needs to consistently find the zone.
Yeah, well, hopefully that will come together for him. But Aiden, it's been great talking to you, and certainly wish you well the rest of the season, and of course in the future as you head off to up to Minnesota after the season is over with. And thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Aiden Akers, senior pitcher for AHSTW, the Vikings, with us here on KSOM.